a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I want to know what you'd rather. I don't know if you're going to like this one.
Okay.
But there's an unfortunate tale. It's going to be a bit hard to tell this story, and I was almost going to do it as a story without notice for you, but I thought, oh, this is better.
I got my story without notice button ready because I had a feel. Someone's just a...
Nah.
Smells like a story without notice.
Yeah, it kind of is. But a 40-year-old man has suffered something that he's now become a medical case study because it's the first one they've seen.
Wow.
Now, you never, ever, ever want to be in that position.
No.
If you're ever in hospital and people come in like, oh, we've heard about you, it's not good.
No, I want all my injuries and all my illnesses to be very vanilla.
Very vanilla.
It's a very common gear,
please. You don't want to be known as, hey, room five, check that out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Wear a mask.
Okay. So let's just say that this gentleman at 40 years of age, I mean, good on him. He was excited in a moment, okay? In a moment of excitement.
Mm.
And we all know, we've heard that sometimes when things, you know, sometimes they're in a state, there's two states that this part of the body can be in. One, well, it's quite bendable, you'd say.
Yeah.
And in the other state,
it's angry.
Angry and not quite bendable.
Yeah.
Okay. And you may have heard of people having injuries in that area where maybe it is snapped like a twig. Dennis Rodman style.
Yeah, he broke it three times.
Did he really?
Yeah,
in the one night? Or
three separate incidents. One, he took a running leap, like took a run up and
into.
Yep.
Oh.
And it broke. Weird that would happen.
Has anyone checked on the person he ran into?
I'm sure she was fine.
The running leap. Wow.
I imagine it was like a bit like pole vault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And no one ever asked how the vault is.
No.
It's all about the pole.
The pole. Yeah.
So what happened? In the moment, he heard a pop, right?
Yeah.
And then intense pain.
Yeah.
And the fact was, when he rocks up to hospital, they're like, oh, this isn't your run-of-the-mill twig snapping.
Oh, no.
This is sort of like, just say, great for now, it's cold and you need some wood for the fire, right? And what do you do with wood?
You chop it.
You chop it, but sometimes it splits down the middle.
Yeah.
Vertically.
What?
Vertically.
So he's tipped a shaft.
Yeah, like whittling a stick, they've said here.
Yeah.
Or splitting a log.
Okay.
In the way that I described it.
So, hang on.
It's not great.
But is it all internal or is it sort of like, is it two sausages in
two
one skin?
Two sausages?
Do you know what I mean? Like if a sausage is in a skin, like is the mince inside?
It doesn't matter. It's the stick that holds the mince, I imagine, has got a split vertically.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you're standing in the middle of the Torquay Highway, right?
Okay.
Would you rather it snap like a twig? or go down vertically.
Yeah, straight up.
Like cutting into a log. What would
snap
be?
It like a twig.
Snap it like a twig.
Yeah. Let it heal back up because I'm not walking around with two. Flop it around.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome, AJ, from the newsroom.
Morning, team. How are we doing today?
Very well. Thank you, AJ. What do you got for us today? What's our theme?
Well, it was a couple of days ago that we celebrated old Charlie's official birthday on the King's Birthday Monday, and we all had an interesting day. You're at the footy. We had a slightly different schedule in office, so it was a good day, but I thought we might throw it back to that and do a little bit of royalty as our theme today.
You're in the royal zone.
Right, okay. What you're going to do is read lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
It's the Royal Edition. Let's go.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I look and stare so deep in your eyes, touch on you more and more every time when you leave. I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain how I'm feeling.
Oh, my God.
And my pride is the one to blame. Yeah, yeah. Because I know I don't understand just how your love can do what no one else
Tom,
can.
I don't know how it's Royals, but it's Jay-Z and Beyonce Crazy in Love?
It would be Queen B.
Queen B.
Oh, oh, okay. I was so confused.
Well, good get though, Tommy.
Wow, that was like right.
Yeah, it was. It was the tip of your tongue stuff. And sometimes you can get ahead of it, like get where you are in the lyrics and then race ahead in your head and get to the chorus before everyone else. But that was a tough one. That was a tough one. Yeah, all
good
right.
Good stuff are you, Tommy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody. Loggy, anything you want to add there?
I said well done.
Oh, did you? Sorry, I didn't hear. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate that.
You a-hole now. Right.
Here we go. Question number two.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. I never meant to cause you any sorrow, never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one thing to see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain.
Loggy. Purple Rain Prince.
Let's hear it.
Oh, my God.
Why are you
having a stroke?
You're moving like Stevie Wonder, but it's Prince.
Oh, my God. I saw this live, and it was the best thing in the world. Yeah. And it's just... moves you.
Just FYI, for any future rounds of lyrical headlines, any Prince gear Loggy will get immediately. Just
we'll
so
keep
you know.
That one in mind for the
and
future.
And then carry on like that the whole time.
Oh
so
my
like
God.
Prince
no,
is her
okay.
spirit
supportive
animal.
Environment.
It's okay. Don't just, it's worth noting.
Okay.
All right. Good on you. That's 1 point to me, 1 point to you. All right. It's the Royal Edition of Lyrical Headlines. Question number three.
Hey, it's AJ with your latest K-Rock update. Lay where you're laying, don't make a sound. I know they're watching. They're watching all the commotion. The kitty-like play has people talking. Talking. You, your sex is on fire.
Lock
the
Lee.
Dark of the...
Oh.
Kings of Leon, sex on fire.
Let's hear it.
Oh, mate. Good on you. Very quick.
Kind of say... Lingy's face was one of disappointment.
Oh, he was so close. You could have let him have it.
I was
going to
get like a tie break. That's
yeah.
right.
That's all right. Go on. Let's get a tie break then.
No, we don't have time.
Don't have time. You're only 1 point behind Tommy and Lyrical Headlines.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Thanks, AJ.
Great round, mate.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Sorry, I don't know what's going on.
Why?
Something... weird has happened, and I don't understand how.
Okay.
And I need some advice, and I need to work out what to do from here.
You've come to the right place, mate.
Yeah, we'll give you total support.
Yeah.
We'll be on your side, Tom.
What am I holding in my hand right now for the people at home?
The yellow pages,
but it says white pages on it.
It's both.
Okay,
sorry. Because it's 2024.
Do you remember when they used to be really big?
I know, and you could like hit people and they wouldn't bruise. What?
So this is...
You've got that from the...
I don't understand the concept of that, but I've always heard it.
The law enforcement handbook.
Yeah. The A to M, M, whatever. Yeah, go on.
So this is the yellow and white pages for 2024-25 for Geelong, Bellarine Peninsula, Surf Coast, Colac and Lara.
It like, also says, are you okay on the front, which I think is a good question if you're holding one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good question to ask
and
yourself.
On the back it says, have you heard of the internet? It's even got...
Oh, it's sad, isn't it?
It's got ads in it and everything, mate. It's
it's
anyway.
It's got ads in there.
Yeah. Oh. But so there's obviously the yellow pages is the businesses for those who are not savvy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yellow pages is businesses, right?
And the white pages,
is
people, home phones.
Actual phone
numbers.
Okay, check out Ling. Check out Ling.
I better not be listed in
there. No, I bet you Laurel is though.
Oh, Laurel and Linton.
Yeah,
actually
they might
be?
Still be. Yeah. That's
hang on.
Please
isn't that weird? I think that if kids are listening to this, they would find it bizarre that your address and phone number is just available to literally everyone.
Everyone, yep. And you had to pay more money to have it non-listed, private.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
The whole idea, the whole concept of the white pages, yellow pages would be absurd to a certain age demographic.
Oh, they would have no idea. We're all trying not to get scammed, let alone back in the day, a book would come to everyone's house that shows you where everyone lives and their phone. It's bizarre.
With the first initial and their surname. You had to guess.
No, there's no Laurel or Linton in here.
Okay. Are there any links at all?
You're not searching by first name.
There are three. Okay. There's one in Drysdale and two in Geelong.
All right.
But what about Temuscuses?
Do you know how to spell that one, though?
Yeah, T-E.
Isn't this great radio?
Yeah.
I mean,
Did you have a question about something, what on earth is going on?
Well, no, this got delivered to me this week.
And I bet your Temuscus is in there, in the business section. Because if you want produce, S. Temuscus & Co.
No, so there's no Temuscuses in the white pages. How about, let's go to...
Is this what you're really going to do?
Let's go to Lewis. We're in the white pages for 2024-25.
Okay, just
there's a ton of Lewis's, would you believe?
Oh, really?
Yeah, right? Heaps of good Lewis's live around Lewis's. Geelong area.
Now, if you scroll down, there's...
Scroll.
There's a Bell Post Hill crew.
There's a... So you've got P, the P's...
Oh, my God.
The R's.
Are we?
S-S-S. And then there's a
S-S-S.
T... There's a T Lewis.
In Lara?
In Newtown.
Oh.
Oh.
In Clark Street, where I used to live... I'm not getting any more specific than that.
Is it yours?
At the house that I used to live at when I first moved to Geelong 10 years ago.
Oh.
So I am in the white pages.
Still listed from a place you were living at 10 years ago.
Hang on.
It could be that. Or maybe there's another T. Lewis that's living in that house.
Terry Lewis.
Surely
the
not.
House.
Surely not.
Is it a number or just an address? Like, I mean, not a number of a house.
Like a home number?
It's a landline.
Landline, that's what I meant. So.
A standard Geelong landline.
Is that your old landline number?
Well, we never had a landline. What we did have was internet that I think came with a landline number.
Is that landline number a 5-2 number or a 4-2 number?
It's a 5-2 number.
Okay. That's more a landline number than an internet one.
So when this landed on our doorstep, Carly and I were like, oh, look, this relic from the past.
Come on, doll. Let's sit and see whose name we can find.
You're going to check if you're in there, obviously.
Terrence Lewis might have bought the house.
We were like, oh, I wonder how many Lewis's there are in Geelong. And there's quite a few, but... Yeah, she's like, hey, that's our old address, and that's T. Lewis. That's you. That's you, babe. And I'm like, how? How am I in the white pages from 10 years ago? Do we call the number?
Yes, we call the number.
Do we call the number and speak to me 10 years ago and say, run! Run! Leave now!
And start using Rogaine.
What does Rogaine do? The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Now, I just brought to the table the wild fact that I somehow am in the white pages.
Yes. Tom Lewis of 10 years ago is in the white pages.
So the first house we had in Geelong was in Newtown down near 7-Eleven.
Go you.
Across the road from 7-Eleven and up a little bit and in a side street. And it was... But we never had a landline.
No, but there would have been a landline tied to that property that you just never had the handset.
Well, I think it was the internet that we had came with an automatic landline as well.
If you've got the hole in the wall, it's a number attached to it, whether you use it or not.
Yeah, so it's listed in the white pages
as still there.
T. Lewis
at
that address.
Yeah.
If you made contact with them, it would be you of 10 years ago. Now, you've seen the movie Back to the Future. Be careful what you do.
Yeah, you're right.
Because whatever moves you make from now, Indy and Goldie, the picture of them could start fading and disappearing. Okay. You might change the time-space continuum. Be careful.
It's getting real dark.
He's joking, by the way. Your face says, don't talk about my kids.
Making me sad.
Can you ring the number?
Yeah, I reckon. Should we do it? Let's just do it live on air because what could go wrong?
What about if you answer?
Oh, my God.
Are you really doing it? You're really ringing?
Imagine it's me 10 years ago that answers the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine how stoned
you'll
be.
You'd be like, hang on.
I didn't say 20 years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, here we go. Calling me from 10 years ago. This is my phone number that is listed in the white pages for 2024-25 for July. What are you writing in there?
No, nothing. There's my notes section.
Have you dialed it?
Here we go.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Oh, well, that was anticlimactic.
Just like
hang
another
on.
Night with Tom. 10 years ago.
Yeah. So they're listing names, numbers, and people in that white pages that don't exist anymore. This is one of the biggest rorts ever.
Oh, do we just start calling people?
Until we find someone that actually exists. Maybe there's like three guys working at the White Pages who are just justifying their job by making up phone numbers or clinging to ones that used to exist.
A4A11, that's a place.
Okay.
Oh,
sure,
let's start from the top. John Aardvark.
No, I did.
No one's called.
John Aardvark.
You could have gone with Anderson. Any A name.
You need the double A.
No, a lot of them are...
Hank Aaron.
What's a room with a view, you reckon?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it says B&B, but it might be for...
Is Arnie Lorraine's in there?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What do you got for us, Log?
All right. So on Friday, my mate Jess said, do you want to catch up? And normally I'm like, no, on Fridays, I don't do things. But
it's wild to me how little you live. Like,
I know, me too. But
you go home and you sleep like all afternoon,
I know,
every day.
I bring everything here. And then I have nothing left to give
it. You must have so little overall then.
I know, I do.
The well is so dry.
I know. Anyway, she was bringing her three lovely kids, Pearl, Hazel and Rosie. So I said, hey, let's meet at 9 Grams in Paco there at the is it River End? What's the end where Jacuba and stuff is?
Yeah.
Is that River End?
Jacuba.
Jacuba. Anyway, so River we went end, there. Yeah. We sat down in a booth. And that felt kind of special, you know what I mean? And so Jess and Hazel, middle child, were on one side.
Pearl and Hazel?
Yeah, isn't it beautiful?
Beautiful.
Aren't they beautiful?
And what was it like? Rosie.
Yeah. So Pearl, eldest child, was sitting against the window, then Rosie, then me in the booth, right? We're sitting there and we're looking at the menus and I'm like, oh, this is all exciting, isn't it? Girls, Arnie Logs here. Yeah, great. And then Pearl turns to me and she's like, oh, my God, Loggy. Oh, my God. Don't move. And so when someone says that, well, you move, don't you?
Yeah. Usually
so I turned around and I saw this giant insect sitting on my caboose, right?
On your butt.
So, well, where my butt was, like on the chair.
So
is
you,
probably
so
a better,
you'd so smushed it, had you?
No.
So next to you?
Next to me. Okay. Yeah, that's probably a better way to say it.
There
was a giant
on you, but
insect,
next to you.
Right? So I have launched up off the seat, screamed into this packed cafe, right? And Pearl's face was shocked because, well, what actually happened is that she was pranking me.
Oh, amazing.
She
no.
She had bought this fake
amazing.
Insect. She pranked me.
Yes.
So what happened, though, is that when I launched up, little did I know that there was a lady walking past in between the booth and another table. I've launched actually into her and almost pushed her over this table.
Yeah.
And because my hands went, I basically grabbed her on the front.
You've grabbed her, right?
Like, you know,
in an
inappropriate fashion.
Groped.
Pushed into her, screamed in her face, right? And the whole restaurant looked and she was so shocked. She's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, and I turn around, Pearl, shocked, because she was like, wow, the prank has gone bad. Here's a lesson for life.
So well, I would suggest it's like the perfect prank.
The perfect prank. So not only have I ruined this poor woman's day by groping her and pushing her over a table, I ruined everyone else's day in 9 Grams because I screamed. Literally everyone looked over. Yeah. I said to this woman, I'm like, can I pay for your coffee? Can I do something? You know what I mean? She's like, no, that's fine. And I'm like, she goes, oh, I have kids too. It's fine. I traumatised this poor woman.
Mm. Did Pearl get in trouble or congratulated by everyone in the whole cafe?
Yeah, she kind of got congratulated, but Jess also said to her, because Pearl's like straight to her mum, you told me I could prank Loggy.
There it is.
And then Jess is like, yeah, but you've got to choose
so anxious.
You know, I'm so anxious. I launched onto another table, pushed a poor woman, offered to pay for her coffee. I don't think she'll ever go back again. If you were that woman, please contact me because I would love to pay for your coffee. I did ask the staff at 9 Grams. I apologised profusely and I said, I'm so sorry for doing that in your venue. Does this woman come often? Can I leave a coffee card for her or something? And they're like, No, we've never seen her before. And they probably never will again.
Yeah.
And don't ever come back yourself.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.